8 o'clock news is read now by Brian Jennings.
The Taoiseach Micheál Martin has arrived in the Ukrainian capital Kyiv, joining other EU foreign ministers for a joint meeting with Ukraine's government. The Taoiseach arrived overnight by train from Poland with other delegations amid tight security. Foreign ministers are expected to discuss continued financial and military support for Ukraine. From Brussels, our Europe editor Tony Connolly.
The visit by 27 EU foreign ministers to Kyiv has been a carefully guarded secret. The meeting comes at a crucial moment, with the EU's consensus on supporting Ukraine, financially and militarily, suffering an apparent setback, with the election victory over the weekend in Slovakia by the pro-Russian candidate Robert Fico. All that comes in the wake of the cliff-edge politicking in Washington, which saw a shutdown of the federal government narrowly averted, but which also saw the next tranche of support for Ukraine withheld from the budget bill. Despite that, Kyiv is understood to be confident that €500 million in EU military support, which has been blocked by Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, should soon be released. The EU is also aiming to provide €50 billion in long-term financial support. Foreign ministers will hold sessions with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky and Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba. They will discuss Ukraine's accession to the European Union and the costs of reconstructing the country following Russia's invasion. The Taoiseach will hold a number of bilateral meetings and will meet members of the Irish community, including those working in relief operations. Tony Connolly, RTE News, Brussels.
Bus air and services in Limerick are not operating this morning due to ongoing unofficial industrial action. The action, which began yesterday, is due to a row over rosters for spare drivers who are brought in to cover holiday, sickness and other leave. Bus Éireann says it's disappointed by the action. Dermot O'Leary is the General Secretary of the National Bus and Rail Union.
Unfortunately, my prediction has come to pass. So no, I had no knowledge of it because, as I said in my correspondence to the company on the 19th of September, that if they were to unilaterally implement on the 1st of October, then I'd be left with no option but to issue ballot papers to my members in response to that. That's the way we do business through the official channels. And I will do that as of today. I will issue ballot papers to my members.
A man charged in connection with the detention of bulk cargo vessel, the MV Matthew, is due to appear in court this morning. Drugs with an estimated value of €157 million were found on board the vessel last week in what was the largest drugs haul in the history of the state. The man is due to appear before Wexford District Court. Donald Trump has said he will appear in a New York court today for the opening of a civil fraud trial as he campaigns for re-election to the White House. Judge Arthur Engoron has ruled that Mr. Trump and his sons committed fraud by inflating the value of the real estate and financial assets of the Trump Organization for years. Hundreds of new jobs have been announced for Dublin and Galway. Data analytics firm EXL is to create up to 200 new jobs with the establishment of a headquarters for international business in Dublin. In Galway, Hewlett-Packard is to create 150 new roles, while almost 70 new positions are to be filled at cyber security provider Titan HQ. Freudenberg Medical has begun the recruitment process for 100 positions, while 35 jobs are to be offered at Irish IT services provider Nostra. More than 2,000 delegates from across the world are in Belfast to take part in a four-day forum for young leaders. The One Young World Summit is being held in Northern Ireland to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement. Our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.
An opening ceremony has been held in Belfast this evening to welcome young delegates from more than 190 countries to this youth forum. Speakers will include Queen Rania of Jordan. One Young World aims to connect, guide and promote young leaders and to give them a global platform. Delegates will deliver speeches and take part in workshops and networking while being counselled by influential political, business and humanitarian leaders. Counsellors taking part include former President of Ireland Mary Robinson, former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern, ex-football stars Rio Ferdinand and Didier Drogba and Bob Geldof. Oscar and BAFTA award winner James Martin, star of the short film An Irish Goodbye, will also be sharing his expertise. Themes on the agenda for discussion include education, climate change, food shortages, mental health, and peace and reconciliation. Vincent Kearney, RT News, Belfast.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. Why not upgrade to an award-winning Grant Vortex boiler for reliable and efficient home heating? Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
Much of the country will have a mostly dry day today, with just a few passing showers and spells of hazy sunshine breaking through the cloud. Highest temperatures 13 to 16 degrees in light to moderate southwest breezes.